guess you did that right, Wendy. When you say Mendota, you pause. You let people think about it a little bit. I think Steve played that perfectly.
Think about the corn festival in Mendota.
It's the best.
I think I would have made a good farm girl.
What? Oh, there's no doubt about it. You would have made a top-notch farm girl.
You hear the story about the salesman?
Right. You would have been in every joke that's been told over the last 100 years. Anytime I heard a salesman joke with a farm girl, I'd go, I know that girl. That's Wendy.
I would have loved to have been a farm girl.
Is it too late?
Yeah.
Why? It's never too late. It's
never too late. Go to Farm and Fleet, get yourself an outfit.
I bet you wore bib overalls in your day.
I did. Yeah? I had the pinstriped ones, the Oshkosh Bagosh.
Wow, I bet you chewed on a weed at some point.
What?
I didn't chew on it. All right. There's a guy who's never not funny, and he can jump into the conversation. Jimmy Pardo is with us. Hi, Jimmy.
Good morning. Am I talking to Bill and the Farm Girl?
Yeah, Bill and the Farm Girl. Welcome to the show. Have any farm-related questions?
Go away from here on out. Bill and the Farm Girl in the morning.
Do it.
Right? Or Bill and the Hippie, compared on that the last comment that Wendy made.
Were you shocked by that, Jimmy? Were you a little shocked?
It's information I certainly knew, but I'm not happy to hear about it on the airwaves.
Right.
I'm a woman of many outfits.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Keep your filthy, dopey attitude in the basement.
That's a good
idea. I don't partake in drugs anymore.
No.
All right. That a girl. Keep the temple clean.
But the farm stuff, Jimmy, the farm stuff, anytime somebody hums Turkey in the Straw, you know that song, Turkey in the Straw, Wendy just starts to do that. She starts dancing.
Is it? Well, listen, when it's in your blood, you can't control it.
You can't control it.
But I've never done it, but I would have loved to have had a pickup truck. I'm serious.
Again, it's never too late. You go to an auto yard right now and get one.
I would love to have it, although everyone would ask me to help them move.
Yeah, you get that. You have very lofty goals, by the way.
I want
overalls and a pickup truck. You're a dreamer. You're just a dreamer.
Yet, I don't want to help anybody.
No, but, right. There's that end of it.
That's what you learned.
Well, I haven't thought about that part of
it. Right, right. Jimmy, we're so excited. You're coming home. Jimmy Pardo's coming home, everybody.
Yes, I'm coming home Saturday. I'm going to be doing two recordings of my podcast. We're doing a Never Not Funny taping at 1:30 at the Zanies in Rosemont, and we're doing a my other podcast called Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo at 4 p.m. at Zanies in Rosemont, and we have a guest on each show. We have WGN's own Brian Noonan on the 1:30 show.
He's fantastic.
He's great, and a terrific broadcaster, great comedian, thrilled to have
him
on the show.
Smells nice, looks nice, always looks nice.
All of that looks nice. He puts a bow tie on, and he cares about his appearance. He cares about society.
Yep. He does, unlike me.
And on the 4 o'clock show, we've got the host of the hottest new morning show in town. We got Bill Leff from Bill and the Farm Girl. So we are thrilled.
Good timing on that, Jimmy. They're getting a lot of pub.
You know, we're getting it early.
Yeah.
We're getting it early.
Yep, that's
Bill's
a lot of
pretty funny. I think you'll be impressed. I know he's been on your podcast before.
Jimmy told me that the episode I did was the 43rd highest rated podcast that they've ever done, and I'm proud of that.
Congratulations.
I'm very proud of that.
You know what? Anytime you get a chance to break the top 50, it is something to be proud of.
Yep.
So that's the only reason I told you, by the way. A lot of people would go, hey, 43 seems low. Disagree.
No, I'm happy with that. Who's in 42nd? Who did I just miss beating?
Going to shock you. It's John Hamm.
John Hamm is really talented. I like John
Hamm. You'd think he'd be higher on that list, but one of his appearances comes in tight at 42.
That's pretty solid.
Now, I know people can listen to your podcast, but can they also go join either of these or both of these podcasts live?
Yes, of course. Buy tickets now. Go to zanies.com and buy tickets to come and see us at Rosemont. The Zanies there, which is one of my favorite clubs in the country. It's a beautiful looking club. It's a good vibe club.
Good acoustics.
You know, a doper like yourself would fit right in. Wendy.
Hey, listen, you said I don't help anybody. I just helped you sell tickets for this thing. So I'd zip it, Jimmy.
That's a good point. Well, you know what? Go put your A-track in your pickup and get out of here then.
Jimmy, if I may pay you a quick compliment, I had heard the podcast before. I'd never been a part of it until about a year ago. And boy, you handle it wonderfully. The crowd comes, they have a great time start to finish, and you do a good job of running the whole show.
Well, you're very nice. The day somebody wakes up and gives me a daily radio show will be the happiest day of my life. I love doing it. I like being on TV as well. But there's something fun. You guys know this. There's something fun about, you know, being in the moment, talking about what's happening in your lives or in the news. And then to do it, you know, the way that we do it with the podcast and then bring it out live to these various venues that we do across the country and have the fans come out and you know, they know every inside joke. They do the way that we did growing up, listen to, you know, our heroes. And, you know, so it's, it, and I'm not saying I'm anybody's hero, but, you know, I'm trying to make the equivalent to, oh, God, I've lost interest in my
But you pattern your show very much like your old radio hero, the Great Gildersleeve. It's like an updated version of Great Gildersleeve.
You know, I don't, I'm not comfortable with that kind of high praise, but I'm certainly going to take it from you. Yes, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
So what, I got to be honest with you, I don't know what, I know Never Not Funny, but what's Playing Games?
Ah, thank you for asking, Wendy. Playing Games is, you know what, here's what happened. We do a two-hour show every week, twice a week, called, you know, with Never Not Funny, and whenever somebody tries to get somebody, hey, well, you should listen to my favorite podcast, Never Not Funny, and people tell us that they then go and look at it, and they go, oh, 2 hours, that's a big investment for something I've never heard of. So we try to come up with an idea of how do we make Never Not Funny, the vibe that's on that show, into a half-hour digestible format. And I have a love of game shows. I've hosted many game shows on television. I'm lucky to have done it. So we've made this game show that's kind of with the same energy as Never Not Funny. My co-host Matt Belknap is the announcer. A guy named Mike Henry is kind of this all-about everyman who helps out with the games. And we have a celebrity guest on every episode. And it's a half hour, a little bit of interview up top. Then we take phone calls to find some contestants. Then we play a game show, and then you're on your way.
How fun is that?
The only difference, it's really Wendy, fun. The only difference that I can see between what Jimmy does with his game show and the game shows we grew up with is on Jimmy's show, there's absolutely no mention of Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. And I wish you would change that, Jimmy, because people love Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. We are in negotiations to do a second season of Playing Games. And season one, we were my wardrobe was sponsored by Botany 500.
Oh, they're so good.
I'm going to talk to Dicker. You know, I had an out with the other Dicker.
I know you did. I know you were, there was a bicker with Dicker, I remember.
I did have that Dicker bicker. You're exactly right, Bill.
I remember that. That was a classic show story.
Oh, that guy was
a jerk.
I tried to think of one more Icker and I couldn't do it.
No, we reached our limit on the Ickers, didn't we?
Yeah, we're at the Icker threshold.
Hold on. We've got more with Jimmy Pardo in just a little bit. So stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, the farm girl. You know, the farm girl on WGN.
When I came to the river and I couldn't get across, so I paid $5 to...
It's Bill and the farm girl.
Howdy.
Today's show brought to you by Schlage's Wheat Spray. Your wheat needs to be sprayed. Go with Schlage's. They're the best. Our guest is Jimmy Pardo. Jimmy's coming to town. Jimmy, anytime anyone talks about podcasts, they go, well, you can't make money in it. You can't be successful. And then somebody overrides it and goes, well, how about Jimmy Pardo? How about Mark Maron? There's a couple guys doing really well. What are you doing differently that's making you so incredibly rich?
Well, A, not making me rich, giving me a nice living. But
And he's gone.
He hung up on us. We
No, I did not.
Oh, I thought we lost you.
Well, I thought you hung up on me. I offended me by saying that. What is this now?
You're getting call waiting. That's what it is. One of your friends hears you on the radio right now and is calling you.
You know, Wendy, I may have told you this story once before. I called into a local sports station back when I lived in Chicago, and I called to talk about the White Sox left fielder Sean Abner.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked.
See.
And I'm literally on the radio talking to the guy about it, and in that way that we make fun of people. Why aren't they playing this guy more? That dumb character. But I was legit.
Right, not a character.
I keep getting called waiting, and then I finally flip over, and a guy goes, "Hey, you're on the radio right now."
He called to tell you were on the radio.
You know, tell me on the radio.
I ruined my husband's moment in the sun at a White Sox game. He was there with a bunch of neighbors, and the milkman. Who was that?
Harold Perry.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Herb Perry,
third baseman Herb Perry.
There had been a rain delay, so there were the tarps rolled up, and Jim was sitting there with some neighbors right by the tarps, and the ball came there, and you see Jimmy Mack reaching out over the tarp, and Herb missed the ball, looked at Jim, and he's like, "You doofus." And then Jim's kind of just sitting there laughing, and then all of a sudden you see him pick up his phone, and that was me calling him to say,
nice.
"You're on TV." I will never do that again.
So you were that person.
Yeah, I ruined the moment.
By the way, Harold Perry, one of the two actors to have played the great Gildersleeve, Jimmy's radio idol. How about that? It all ties
you're
in.
A piece of work.
That's true. He and Willard Waterman, Wendy, of course, the other one.
Billy Waterman.
All right, really quick. Jimmy, the last time I talked to you, you were in a battle of words with Frank Stallone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I guess I was. He said something stupid on Twitter. I called him out on it, and all of a sudden, I was getting national press. It was stupid.
Yeah, but Frank Stallone was happy he was getting national press.
I don't disagree with that, Wendy, but I don't know why I got dragged. I mean, I understand that I said something, but why was I the go-to? Even comedian Jimmy Pardo and Podcast had something to say about it.
But here's the beauty of this. I've known you forever. You and I have gone to school. We went to high school together. The Jimmy Pardo I knew in high school never in a million years would guess that one day he and Frank Stallone would be fighting. That could never be, right?
No, I never saw it going. I thought I would have a bigger chance fighting with Patrick Swayze's brother.
Right. Don Swayze?
Yes. I of course didn't see that coming, but I'm thrilled that it happened. You know, I mean, you know, you talk about bucket lists, I can now cross something off.
But now that Katy Perry and Taylor Swift are friends again, is there a chance that you and Frank Stallone could just call this to an end and just say let's hug and make up? Will that ever happen? Do you think?
Do you know the great actor Hector Elizondo?
Love him.
Yeah.
He is currently negotiating a sit down between me and Frank.
Hector Elizondo is.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so nice of him. That's excellent. Well, if anyone can get it done, it's Hector. You know that.
Of course I know that. I'm the guy talking to Hector on a daily basis. And Frank, I'm not going to be honest. I'm the one that's, I'm all for it. Frank is slowboating this thing.
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hate to know that. All right. So here's the other news. Since we saw you last, the White Sox, your Chicago White Sox, now play their games here on WGN Radio.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that something?
Yes. I don't know how to respond to that. Yes, is it? Are you guys excited about it?
Yes, very much so.
I am, because for my whole life, the White Sox have always been on the back burner. The Cubs always got all the attention. So I'm very pleased that the Sox are on our station now, so we can brag about them.
Well, you're gonna have to wait till maybe next year to.
Well,
start
yeah,
bragging
but
about
we
them,
can
but,
start.
You know what the best part of it is, Jimmy? When you come into this building now in the Tribune Tower, the first thing you see is a giant gold statue of Bill Naharadny.
Do you see Billy Nuts?
As soon as you walk in the building.
You know, I don't know, did I ever tell you about the time that I got yelled at by Greg Pryor, former third baseman?
No.
He was doing my stepbrother Scott and I went to see, it was Greg Pryor, and I think, I want to say either Wayne Norhagen or Bill Naharadny.
Yeah.
We're doing a signing at an auto dealership in Oak Lawn.
Yeah.
And we went to go meet him, and was it Andy the Clown? Was that the character?
Yeah, Andy the Clown.
Oh, yeah.
White Sox mascot.
So Andy the Clown's there doing that, come on, White Sox, that whole thing he would do.
Yeah.
And my stepbrother and I were kids. We're making fun of him. And Greg Pryor gets up from the table and comes over and goes, "You two, knock it off!" And you know what? At the time, it's like, "Oh, screw Greg Pryor. We're not fans anymore." He was right.
Jimmy, one time when the White Sox were playing the Orioles in the playoffs, because my family had season tickets, I got to go to one of the games. And one of my friends was there with me, and we're watching the White Sox and the Orioles play in the playoffs. And in the second inning, Andy the Clown decides he's going to perch himself right in front of us, right in front of where we're sitting. So for three innings, we couldn't see anything because Andy's just going, "Over the fence is a home run." He just kept saying that over and over. And my friend finally said to him, "We know that. We're baseball fans. Over the fence is a home run. It's always been that way, and it'll always be that way. Go away.
Over the clown is the game. Could you get out of my way?"
Yeah, move it. The farm girl spoken.
She means it. So when you come back to town, because you lived here for so many years and now you haven't for so many years, what's the first thing you do to get back in the Chicago frame of mind once you're back here?
Well, it's the obvious. My dad and brother are going to pick me up, and we're going to go and get some pizza. That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get a nice night of sleep and then get ready for those two shows at Zany's this Saturday.
God, it's this Saturday
it's
already.
It's this Saturday, Wendy.
Man,
yeah, it's this Saturday, Wendy.
Yeah.
Can you run through the details again? Who's going to be on, where it is,
sure.
And how we get tickets?
More than happy to do it. It's at Janie's in Rosemont. The 1:30 show is a live taping of my podcast, Never Not Funny, with our guest is Brian Noonan from right there at WGN. And then the 4:00 is a taping of my podcast, Playing Games, with Jimmy Pardo, and our guest is Bill Leff, who I'm speaking to at the moment. And,
Jimmy, this is a $1,500 value that you're selling for only $25 to $35. I don't know how you make money on something like this. You're losing money, just even thinking about it.
I can even tell you how I'm losing more money. You can get yourself a combo ticket, get tickets to both shows for just $40.
That's crazy.
What?
That's insane.
How does he do it?
That's volume.
I don't know how I do it, and I'm not happy about the contract.
Someone has just texted in and says, does Bill do a Gildersleeve impression?
Leroy? Now, there's only three people in the world who get that, but they really enjoyed it, Wendy.
Who put the nickel in you?
Long story.
All this you can expect when Bill Leff performs live with Jimmy Pardo.
I'll do impressions of the radio greats from the 1940s. That's the whole topic that I'll be doing. It'll be fun.
Well, and it'll fit right in with our nonsense. Again, our motto is you get three people at a time. That's our motto.
Yep.
So
wait till you hear it. When Jimmy and I do our Fibber McGee and Molly, people go nuts.
Because nobody sees Bill as Molly. And then when he does it, they're surprised by it.
Right. It's shocking. It's shocking for everybody. I can't wait till Saturday, Jimmy. It's going to be so much fun.
I'm looking forward to it. We're thrilled to have you on. And please, anybody, come on out. I think there's some tickets left for both shows. So come on out. It's a matinee. We'll get you in and out. You're home in time for dinner, and you'll have a nice night.
Rosemont.zanies.com. All your ticket information is there to see Jimmy Pardo's two podcasts. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, you guys. See you Saturday.
See you Saturday.
Thanks, Jimmy.
That's Jimmy Pardo.
Will Frank Stallone be there?
Frank Stallone will not be there. And Greg Pryor, former White Sox third baseman, also not in attendance. Stick around. We've got news next and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.